Hey, does civilization seem stable to you? When 911 is busy or law enforcement decides to hide rather than protect you, don't worry. With spike training, you will know exactly what to do. Through a series of approximately 96 hours of video training seminars, Poe Wright, America's most decorated Green Beret commander, and his team of professional instructors brings his special forces training to your home through digital video. Delivered priority mail on a 128GB USB flash drive and 960 by 640 quality, you will receive the same instruction that Special Operations Command elite troops receive. There are no guarantees in life, but education and preparation always better your odds for survival. Go to bogrites.us, that's bogrites.us, or abrn.tv to arrange to receive your 12 phases of spike training. Single phase downloads are also available on the site.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here. And Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about bone mineral density, some new stuff that they're doing in science. I mean, and it's on the plus side for you guys out there, so it's good, news. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniforms, hitting the knees, seeking Lord's face, minding the time, because it grows short. And our devotional is in 2 Timothy chapter 3. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Amen to that. God only corrects those he loves. It's just like a good parent would do, you know, wants you to, you know, learn correctly, live right, be raised so that you could be a good person in adulthood. The adulting is real, and God's watching. And mind the time, it grows short. Seek his face. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, the AARP is referring to a record number of American baby boomers that are going to be turning 65. Yeah, they call it the silver tsunami. Yeah, 4.1 million people are going to be, you know, hitting that, you know, retirement age coming up. But you know what? A lot of these, the baby boomers, you know, towards the end of the baby boom period, you know, into the early 60s, they're like continuing to work past the age of 65 because they enjoy their occupation. And according to the report, they say the baby boomers tend to have more equity and wealth than the average retiree. All right, moving along in the quack report. This is a report on the national health expenditures. Get this, 1989, the spending for healthcare in the United States was $604 billion, increased by 11% from the year before. So growth in the national health expenditures has been, you know, edging up, growing. So healthcare spending continues to command a larger and larger portion of our resources. So we're right at that 20% of the gross national product that we spend in healthcare. Let's see, in national health expenditures in 2022, 17.3% of the gross national product. In 2023, 20%, and they expect to be well over the 20% by the year 2030. And here's the thing. If you got health issues and you know you're going to have health expenses or, you know, hospital bills, always put your life insurance policies listing a beneficiary's name, not your estate's name. That prevents health authorities like hospitals from taking the benefits for medical expenses after your death. All right, last but not least in the quack report, this is kind of interesting. RFK Jr., he's slamming the medical establishment. He's an independent presidential candidate, Robert Kennedy Jr., and he's criticized Big Pharma and other public and private health establishments. He spoke recently of a coalition of Big Pharma, government, regulatory agencies, hospitals, and insurance agencies colluding, profiting from the declining health of Americans. He accused them of working together to kill Americans while profiting from the deteriorating health condition of the public. Unbelievable. I was just like, whoa, guy's got some stand-up. He said this, quote, "The sicker we get, the richer they get. The medical cartel is contributing to a sharp increase in chronic disease. The National Institute of Health has shifted its focus from preventing and treating illness to monetizing scientific advancements for pharmaceutical industries. And the profit that the U.S. spends 20% of its gross national product on healthcare," end of quote. Now, here is something, though, that I've mentioned previously many times. And now this public figure is stating the same thing. He said this. This is Robert Kennedy. He says, "We saw this explosion of neurodevelopmental disorders." So ADD, ADHD, speech delay, language delay, tics, sleep disorders, Tourette syndrome, narcolepsy, autism. He says all these diseases that prior to 1989 were never heard of. We didn't know about them. Nobody had them, he said. I've said that because physicians in the 60s happened to notice the neurological conditions that were springing up in kids after 89 were from drug companies combining the viral diseases in one vaccines, like your MMR and DPT. And they are just now catching on that autism is an attack on a male child. This is what RFK said. One in 34 children in my generation was diagnosed with autism, with a rate rising, one in 22, now mostly in boys. And it is increasingly, it is increasing the rate, and it's hard to find young people without some form of chronic disease. And he's right about that. Totally right. Glad someone's saying it other than some of us little people out here. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. What'd you say, Frank? No, I'm good on volume, Frank.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay? Am I sounded okay? Check, check, check. One, two, three. Should I sing it? No? Okay, good. All right, we're going to be talking about bone mineral density here. We got some new information, because for decades, science has been cautioning patients, especially women, about the health issues due to bone mineral loss. Now, in a recent study, it appears that the medical science area makes a lot of assumptions with no real scientific evidence. And it seems that science has been painting this picture for women that they will have bone loss and they have to take drugs. So when the actual loss of bone is far less significant than what they actually said will occur, well, let's take a look and see. This is a 2021 study, October 2021, from the University of Eastern Finland. They looked at postmenopausal women because science has often reported women during menopause lose bone density. So the study is different because it followed women in the study for 25 years. This follow-up is important because most studies have far less follow-up of just a few years. Therefore, in the 25 years of pre to post menopause, the report said women may lose maybe up to 10% in mineral bone density. Now that's big. Remember that 10%. Okay. Now that's big because the Finland study started in 1989 with women between the ages of 47 to 56 living in the Kuopio region of eastern Finland. About 14,200 women participated in the study and were assessed every 5 years for 25 years. So their research did get published in the October 2021 Journal of Bone and Mineral Research. Now, that 10%, they said up to 10%. Not all women would have 10% bone loss. Some would have minimal bone loss or none at all. So whereas the National Institute of Health Center for Biotechnology in March 2008 reported that women will lose between 30 to 50% of their bone density around menopause. Huge difference. Huge difference. What woman, Frank, what woman wants to hear you're going to lose half your bone density? You're going to shrink. You're going to be back in a car seat. You're going to be so small. Right? Well, here's a quote from the National Institute report. They said, bone mineral density loss increases substantially in the late perimenopause and remains rapid in the first few menopausal years. Now, the University of Eastern Finland, their report said this, being our Finland study is the world's longest follow-up of changes in bone mineral density in postmenopausal women, the study shows that bone loss around menopause is significantly lower than was previously assumed on the basis of scientific studies. Oh, can I just say they were lying, the previous studies? You're going to see why in a minute. So in the National Institute of Health Center Biotechnology report, there was a disclosure that the lead researcher called Joel Finkelstein, he's on the Speakers Bureau for Merck and Novartis Pharmaceuticals, as well as a consultant for Eli Lilly and Novartis. Finkelstein also receives research support from these drug companies. And in addition to Finkelstein's conflict of interest, Mary Fran Sowers, also part of the research in 2008, also accepted lecture fees from Weath Pharmaceuticals. Also, the research did get funded by the following sponsors: Sovereign Pharmaceuticals, AstraZeneca Pharmaceuticals, Andrea Bioscience Limited, which is a consultant for Procter & Gamble, the GlaxoSmithKline, Roche Pharmaceuticals, Bayer Pharmaceuticals, and Eli Lilly and Company. So these pharmaceuticals sponsored that research in 2008, the National Library of Medicine Institute of Biotechnology Center, saying, hey, you women out there, you know, you're going to lose up to 50% of your bone density unless you come and take our medicine. So there are 82 bone density drugs on the market made by several pharmaceutical companies involved in the 2008 research, and the top manufacturers are Eli Lilly, Roche, Pfizer, and Merck. So the National Institute of Health Biotechnology Center also donated funds to that research through their SWAN grant. So they had a lot to gain. So their report stated that there is, quote, rapid mineral bone loss in the first few perimenopausal years, which tells me the drug companies want women screened early prior to menopause and put on the drugs ASAP. And because, according to the North American Menopause Society, the perimenopause time frame is 8 to 10 years before the onset of menopause, starting with women in their 40s. So this is why doctors are kind of pushing women earlier and earlier. They'll call it a physical, but they're going to do tests, and we're going to tell you why they do the tests in just a minute. So in the Finland report, hormone drug therapy can mess up a woman's bone density. So that would include your thyroid meds and your birth control medications. They also stated that women in the study had no weight gain issues, and hormone drugs often cause weight gain, including steroid hormone medications. However, patients are often they don't get that disclosed to them. They don't get that information, which, you know, brings us to the bone density scans. So the machines that do these scans are calibrated where women of petite size fail the test. And according to the National Center for Health Statistics, the average height of an adult woman in the United States is 5'3". By comparison, a woman of 5'8" and over, well, they're only 3.9% of the population. So therefore, a majority of women getting the bone density scans are actually going through a test to help the doctor sell them on osteoporosis drug therapies. So they fail the test. Doctor shows them the results, convinces them to take the drug. So the test actually is an advertisement, a mechanism. Now, with the statistics on U.S. women over 40 years of age, there are an average height of 5'3". That's approximately 134 million women. The average cost of bone loss medication is about $105 or $58 with your insurance. So we're talking revenues of over $7.7 billion a year just on the drug therapy. Here is a quote from Professor Heikki Kroger. He's with the University of Eastern Finland. He says, this new long-term follow-up of bone mineral density sheds significant new light on osteoporosis and bone research and also changes our understanding of bone loss in older women. End of quote. Well, healthy bones really need whole foods, and they need real calcium. So some foods that can help in your diet with some natural calcium is going to be salmon, sardines, kale, collards, broccoli, mustard greens, turnip greens, bok choy, sesame seeds, fruits and vegetables in general, sunflower seeds, millet, and oats. Okay? So now there's some herbs that will also contain some lovely whole food calcium. So herbs I like to use will contain the whole food calcium and it preserves the proper chemistry balance for calcium to be used by the body. You need a couple uptake minerals so the body can absorb the calcium and use it properly. So you need the nutrition of boron and magnesium with your calcium. So a lot of your natural plants and herbs that have calcium profiles already have these minerals. So some of the herbs I like to use for the calcium are horsetail, comfrey root, lobelia, and oat straw. Now, these herbs will always have 2 parts calcium to 1 part boron and 1 part magnesium. And these are the minerals that are necessary for the calcium to work. So whether it is bones, muscles, connective tissue, skin, immune system, or other areas of the body that need your calcium, you'll need the right chemistry so you can replenish any deficiency. And you want to keep in mind that when you use a whole food calcium supplement, you don't really need mega doses. They're not necessary. Okay, the chemistry is balanced, so your body's able to absorb what it needs, and you can regain any bone loss that you've had, strengthen your muscles and your immune system within just a few short weeks or months, actually. Here's a quote from the Mayo Clinic. They said, a lack of calcium plays a role in the development of osteoporosis. Low calcium intake contributes to diminished bone density, end of quote. Well, yeah, if our diet's lacking, you know, if we're not getting lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains and things like that. So your life source is in your plants, basically. We were originally created by God to be plant eaters, if you recall. So plants contain nutrients and in themselves are considered plant-based medicines. So plants can help heal fractured or even broken bones. And the Native American Indians, they understood that. They actually call comfrey root bone knit because it was just had an excellent way of cutting the bone healing in half the time. And I did a whole show on this, science reported on stuff, and then I showed them studies on the calcium plants, and it put all the drug chemicals to shame, really. So usually a broken bone, Frank, will take 6 weeks. You'll be in a cast for 6 weeks, itching, being uncomfortable. But if you take a lot of your plants with the natural calcium in it, especially that bone knit comfrey root, you'll heal in 3 weeks. So this is significant to know because the plant has the proper chemistry to feed the bones the minerals in order for it to repair. And as we age, we still need whole food nutrition, so you want to provide the body with the organic whole foods, including your medicinal herbs, and be empowered. It means regeneration. That's what it means. So if you would like a whole food calcium herb plant liquid that works really fast, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can order their calcium formula by simply calling their toll-free number at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, they do have an international number of 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Now, these are professional strength certified organic formulas. This is what a practitioner would sell you, but you can buy direct. And request their free product catalog while you're at it, and be empowered out there. Do what the white coats can't. Because it's not their thing. It's not their field. Nutrition's not in the mind of your regular MD. No. It's they're taught to prescribe. And drug therapies, well, it's disease management. It's symptom management. It's not curing anything. So our bodies are designed to regenerate and heal. We got to put the building blocks of that nutrition in for the body to do that. Petrochemical drugs, not going to cut it. I don't think God expected us to need a pharmaceutical corporation to be healthy. No. And he encourages us to use his plants, scripture, all the way through, Genesis to Revelation. If you haven't read it, please do. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. All right, and if you're interested in information like we're talking about right now, do sign up for the free online newsletters that the folks at Apothecary Herbs sponsor. They have the Health Quest and the American Survival. and absolutely free, but they're only delivered by email. So you have to have an email, and you can go on the powerherbs.com website and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there for free and be empowered. Oh, we got a few minutes here before we have to, go to a break. And since we were talking about the research of 2008 with the bone density and now being, kind of countered with some new research from Finland, we have to understand why so many of the research reports now in science are being withdrawn because they find that there was some fraudulent activity going on with the research. There's billions of dollars at stake in healthcare. And so your doctors kind of have tunnel vision. So they only read the journals that are in their, specialty. And they miss a lot of really good information that can impact their patients in a very positive way if they were just not so narrow-minded. But anyway, the point is, even doctors now have trouble trusting the journal articles. They really do. Now, I report to you on them because I'm highlighting some of the things I see and helping you see an alternative, which you can investigate for yourself. And so we're going to talk about the ghostwriters that are involved with your healthcare. So it's not really a secret. Your drug companies hire ghostwriters in order to publish their drug medical device studies and drug therapy studies. And why are they using ghostwriters? Well, it's convenient for drug companies to use someone else to author the research, but the drug company takes the credit for the work. So it's become a very common practice, and most of the journal articles are written this way. According to the New York Times, and they reported this in September 2008, they say medical ghostwriters are employed by pharmaceutical companies and medical device manufacturers to produce apparently independent manuscripts for peer review journals, conferences, conference presentations, and other communications. Ghostwriters make more than freelance writers. A good ghostwriter costs between $40,000 to $70,000 per project, and it depends on the ghostwriter's experience. So, freelance, they're getting paid more than freelance writers. Well, here is this study with, this was done by the medical ghost, this is medical ghostwriting that was published in September 2008, Journal of the American Medical Association. And this article was not written by ghostwriters, but by the editors of the medical journal. So an interesting notation in the article was that, nearly 8% of the journal, authors are qualified for acknowledgement on their reviews, not the ghostwriter. So, but they aren't given the credit. So, the drug companies take the credit. So, they do all the work and they get nothing. So what happens in the journal articles written by your ghostwriters is the author credit is given to the academic scientist who supported the research, and you will often see lead scientists in their field be listed as a sponsor of the work, but didn't participate in any of the research or the actual writing of the article. Their name is just there to give the article credibility, which is deceptive. So their credentials are just there to give the research the impression of the scientific authenticity and credibility. That's why they're there. What'd you say, Frank? Like a brand. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it's marketing. I mean, people have to remember your healthcare, your drug companies, your hospitals, your doctor, they're businesses. Businesses first. They have bottom lines to meet, right? And you wonder why doctors have malpractice insurance? Really? Well, I got to take a little break, but when we come back from the break, we're going to finish up with this topic, and we got more for you, so don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Beep, beep, Rumble and the Stingers, Mop the Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, a Twang and Eddie, Hisman Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house on fire, no commotion, poco fashion, deeper purple satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, gimme, getting hot, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my piece of Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Rogers, Archer, Dilson, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats is back and Peter Poppin'.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Frank, okay.
Bouncy music.
Frank knows. Okay, we're talking about ghostwriters and your journal articles affecting your medical establishment. Now, here is a quote from the American Medical Association, September 2008. They say, our concern with industry-sponsored writers is it has the potential to introduce bias affecting treatment decisions by doctors and overall patient care. Well, yeah. So the New England Journal of Medicine only admitted to publishing 11% of its articles by ghostwriters to the study editors. Now, the editors of these journals often have voiced a deep concern about the scientific research in most articles. Here is a quote from the American Medical Association, 2008. "We are puzzled and skeptical of the findings in journal articles, especially written by ghostwriters," end of quote. So the JAMA journal, that's your Journal of American Medical Association, they said the frequency of ghostwriter articles has gone up nearly 8%. The Lancet reported a similar finding in the Public Library of Science, at 5% increase. So the Annals of Internal Medicine revealed 2% increase. But you want to keep in mind, these are numbers from 2008, and the scientists are saying that nearly 50% or more of the journal articles are actually ghostwritten. So apparently the journal editors have taken some heat from subscribers to their publication with regards to vetting the authors of the articles. Could it be your doctors are now skeptical of the reports that they are reading? Yeah, that's their subscription. They're paying money for that. And something's not chiving. So are they essentially reading a well-crafted advertisement instead of pure scientific research? That's what it seems to be. This is Joseph Whistler, survey research specialist. He said, "We recommend that the journal editors take additional action in requiring that all contributions be listed and contributors be listed if they are not named as the authors." So if that were to happen as a requirement for publication in the medical journals, this could make the ghostwriters liable for what they are writing. So if ghostwriters are writing articles that make the end results better than the actual test results showed, then I would think they would not want their name to appear on the article. So researchers that conduct the research know that if you want to contribute to the research and you want grant money, they produce favorable study results, and they pass this information on to the drug companies who hire the ghostwriters. So the scam begins with the research scientists. They kind of submit fraudulent information. Not all the time, but it's increasingly getting worse. Now, halfway through the report that I was reading by the editors, there was this sidebar that said their survey results and their article was not published in the medical journal. Of course not. Of course not. You know, I would also think that the three journal editors who put their fanny on the line representing these results, the International Meeting of Journal Editors in Vancouver, I'm sure it went over like a lead balloon with their peers. The establishment probably had a hissy fit. So, however, the JAMA Journal did make mention of their findings later on. Here is what Ginny Berber, editor of Public Library of Science Journal, says. "It is very compelling, and I find it quite shocking, to be honest. We have very tough policies, very explicit policies on ghostwriting and contributorship, and I feel that we've been lied to by authors." End of quote. Well, yeah. You've been lied to. Mm-hmm. That's what deceit and greed can do. So welcome to the jungle. That's what I say. There is money incentive to lie. Well, the second survey, this is the journal editors. They went out on a second survey to authors of published articles from 1996 to 2008. The findings of the survey showed that 16% of the New England Journal of Medicine and over 15% of the Annals of Internal Medicine and over 7% of the Journal of the American Medical Association had ghostwriting authors, and they got those articles published in those three journals, which means the journals have an on-your-honor policy, making it much easier to lie about contributing material and the authors. So what they also found is that the lead authors on research articles will often use a ghostwriter and underreport using ghostwriters and really not disclose to the journal editors that they used the ghostwriters, which is considered an academic crime equal to plagiarism. So how often did this happen? Well, to their surprise, 58% to 86% of the time, depending on the germ. Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Well, we are supposed to believe that journal editors haven't known about this unethical behavior. They say they are shocked, stunned by this. They are saying that the amount of underreporting on ghostwriting is a big surprise to them. Well, the takeaway for the editors at their conference was, go back to work, straighten up your safeguards. And I'm thinking, these editors, well, that had no clue, kind of have sleep at the wheel, basically. Don't want to know. Here is the American Medical Association. They said, studies have found that journal articles involving ghostwriters are often financed by the drug company. Oh, yeah, knew that. Money answers all things, and drug companies have turned medical journals into advertising magazines, and doctors and patients are really at risk. So you want to be prepared. Now more than ever, you need to be careful about your medical treatments. Research them carefully. Don't take the word of the doctor because he's reading ghostwriters reports and possibly fraudulent data. He has no clue. He's in the dark. He's the salesman. He's the frontline salesman for the drug company. So you want to be careful. Research everything carefully. Investigate it and look at options. Don't neglect to look outside the box and look at options. It's not by accident that it can be challenging to find answers to your health questions regarding, let's say, natural wellness. Oh, you know, it's competition for them. They want to bury that information. So, but you know, sometimes baby steps is a good thing. You can get into using some medicinal plants and see how empowered you are. And it gives you encouragement to do a little bit more and a little bit more. And then you go, wow, you know, this is like a game changer. Uh-huh. Exactly. It is. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog to send you. Inside the catalog, they'll have a table of contents, but basically they specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening type formulas. So definitely a game changer. So if you want to give them a call, get a catalog. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you do request a catalog and it hasn't arrived yet in 10 days, let them know. Okay, sometimes the mail is kind of screwy. So let them know. They can always send out a replacement for you. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address, thepowerherbs.com. And discover how powerful you can be. God's blessed you with a medicinal plants that he promises have blessings. Blessings. Wellness blessings. That's the authority, the highest authority. Your creator. See? All right, we got a couple of minutes left, so let me just see what we're going to talk about next, because we've got a lot of things. We're going to talk about gluten for a little bit. I was talking to a lady today, Frank, about gluten. And a lot of people have eye issues, a lot of inflammation of the eye, and the inflammation can cause all kinds of things, glaucoma, cataracts, macular issues, and so forth. So there's a scientific study they were looking at a new glaucoma medicine to make, and they happened to stumble upon this research that, inflammation is the first step of eye disease. Well, get rid of what's causing the inflammation, and guess what you don't have? Eye disease. So one of the things that I came across in research is gluten can cause a lot of inflammation in the body, especially our genetically modified wheat. So if you're struggling with eye issues, you may want to look into the possibility of getting off your gluten and seeing how you do. Naturopaths can guide you a lot with stuff like that, dietary changes. They can actually pull some blood work and see what you're sensitive to. And that can help you eliminate things that are, you know, pinging your system with inflammation. All right, let's talk about gluten and your brain neuropathy, because we've talked about gluten in other instances before. People have different tolerances. People have celiac disease. And the health conditions that are associated with it are significant and quite serious. So now in 1945, various health conditions started to crop up in the military recruits, and the military physicians knew this was not a genetic disorder, because, you know, things that evolve and mutate take, you know, decades or centuries to do. So this was occurring too quickly. So celiac disease kind of swept across North America in 1945, showing up in children when there was a wheat shortage. So scientists altered the grain proteins in our wheat in the United States, and they created what is called a GMO wheat, making it more glutinous. But unfortunately, this triggered celiac disease conditions in people. So when proteins are altered in your grains, like in your wheat or your barley or your oats, it can create a celiac disease response in the body. So science is telling us that the protein manipulation in even rice and corn, well, they're saying that doesn't produce celiac disease because their polypeptide chains in their chemistry is different. Well, science has identified 55 health conditions linked to celiac disease caused by GMO grains. And the health problems are magnified with the addition of herbicides and other things. So science, since your medical doctors are finding out that taking wheat out of their patient's diet can help their patient's condition, you're not going to get that from a general practitioner typically. You're going to get that from naturopath or any person in a natural healing area. They'll tell you. Well, let's look at the gluten activity for just a moment here. According to Science Direct, wheat gluten has some opioid activity, and it could encourage an imbalance in your neurotransmitters, increasing the risk of conditions like schizophrenia. So the GM wheat with the high gluten content is confirmed by substantial studies. And it creates an autoimmune condition, if you will, and lots of inflammation. So specifically, the modified wheat messes with your T-cell antigens, which recognize targets. And your T-cells abnormally, they're being called, they got gluten toxicity, you know, when they're all messed up like that. So there are a lot of health conditions associated with genetically modified wheat treated with herbicides, pesticides, Roundup, for instance. And one scientist put it this way. This is from an article in Science Direct. They said the most significant conditions associated with celiac disease are 39 to 72% chance of early death. Chris Gunners, he's a BS scientist with Healthline, he says most of the wheat eaten today is a high-yield dwarf wheat crossbreed GMO. Well, you know, in 1945, they wanted to make breads and cakes fluffy. That's what they did. They altered it. Okay, so you know, you can't alter something and get a patent unless you significantly change it. When you change it, it works differently in the body. When it works differently in the body, we get issues, health issues. Now, some of you out there are saying, well, I eat wheat all the time. I don't have a problem. Yet. I say yet. You know, little by little, you get this inflammation, and all of a sudden you'll get, I don't know, leaky gut syndrome, arthritis. Dermatitis issues. So the body's gonna, release the buildup, the accumulated toxicity of this in many different ways. And you're gonna have different responses in different people, depending on their genetic weak areas. Well, let's look at some of the GMO grain conditions. Let's just cover that for a sec here. Science Direct actually reported on several of the health conditions humans and animals can develop eating the GMO grains treated with glyphosate or herbicides, and some are this. Ready? Well, irritable bowel syndrome was on the list, as well as anemia, also epilepsy, canker sores, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, autoimmune diseases, schizophrenia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, depressed immune systems, autism, hair loss, inflamed bowel diseases, migraines, fatigue, osteoporosis, lupus, insulin-dependent diabetes, thyroid malfunction, dermatitis, Crohn's disease, cognitive impairment, and mood disorders. Well, any of you sitting out there fit any of that? Hope not. But according to Healthline, modern wheat is less nutritious and is causing many health problems. Now, broad bulk wheat experiment was reported on. It was the longest running scientific study in history on wheat. Now, according to their report, the nutritional content in wheat did not change that much until 1960 when modern GMO wheat was introduced. So there was a slight genetic altering in 1945 with the gluten part of wheat. But then in 1960, they just couldn't keep their hands off the wheat, you see. And the nutrient content after 1960 went downward. All right, so the thing about your grains is they're good for the cardio system. They strengthen cardio, your heart. All the oils in grains strengthen your heart. What I would do is I would get some certified organic wheat, not its flour, just the grain itself, okay, ready to grind. And get you a flour mill or a wheat mill, you know, to grind your own flour as you need it, because the oils are released when you grind the wheat, and it is going to be fabulous for the body, the nutrition in there. And if you can't find any non-GMO American wheat, then see about importing some from the Ukraine or the European Union countries, because they have no GMO grain. So you can get some really great whole food grain. All right, so the downward amounts of nutrition in our wheat now is we got less zinc, copper, iron, magnesium, about 30% less. And after you add the herbicides that were introduced in 1974, the nutrient content was again reduced as the chemicals block the plants from absorbing a lot of the nutrition from the soil. And I've said this before many times, that they're kind of lazy out there in modern agriculture. They don't want to harvest the wheat and put it up in barns for the moisture of the wheat berry to get down to a low enough level to send to the mill for milling. So what they do is, a couple of weeks before they cut the wheat down, they'll coat it, saturate it, day after day, week after week, with Roundup, the, you know, chemicals, glyphosate. And because it strangles the plant's ability to absorb moisture from the soil, so it dehydrates the plant, and so they can just cut it down and send it off to the mill. So, and they've done studies on our crackers, our cereals, our breads, and the glyphosate comes up in the reports. You're eating glyphosate, which is a carcinogen. Body can't take much of that. You'll get accumulative effects of that. Definitely want to be careful. Joseph Mercola did that study on the glyphosate in your baked goods and everything else. So what about your brain? So millions of people are suffering from a lot of nerve pain, often referred to peripheral neuropathy. Diabetics often suffer from this condition. But this was reported in February. American Academy of Neurology stated that a gluten-free diet can help resolve nerve pain. The research showed that when people removed wheat from the diet, their nerve pain improved by 55% and also helped people with cognitive problems. So when patients followed a strict gluten-free or wheat-free diet, their pain reduced by 89%. The research did coin the term gluten neuropathy, and these scientists think that it's the wheat alone that has a lot to do, and they were starting to investigate the role of the herbicides affecting the grains. So another study at the University of Copenhagen in 2014 showed that when you remove the herbicide that soaks into the grain, you can reverse type 1 diabetes. Whoa, right? What'd she just say? No grains at all with herbicides on it, and it reverses type 1 diabetes. So the results got published in the Journal of Diabetes. Well, I don't know why that didn't make headline news, but, you know, I'm sure your medical physicians that are, you know, are into the diabetic treatment area are reading that stuff. They're probably, it's nutrition, you know. They're taught to prescribe. Remember that. So what is a lethal dose? The University of Florida Extension Service studied how toxic herbicides are to humans, and they found herbicides like glyphosate are synthetic chemicals and are used in agriculture and various industries. So the EPA is supposed to test these chemicals for safety prior to their use or sale, and they report the scientific way to determine toxicity is by oral LD50 values, which, you know, helps to determine a lethal dose in half the population. So science is telling us that herbicides specifically target plants and not humans, and we can excrete these chemicals residues no problem. So this does not mean we can open a container of Roundup and drink it. We'd be sick and die. So you want to check the table of the contents of the University of Florida Extension Service report. They compared household cleaners and drugs to herbicides regarding the LD50 toxicity level. And notice how toxic processed salt is. Okay, so they had paraquat, very bad, 100% LD. Nicotine is 9%. Let's see, trilopriore, 630% LD50 rating. Caffeine, 192%. 2,4-D chemical, 666 LD50 rating, bleach, 192. Let's see, pretamethylene, 1,050 LD50 rating, Tylenol, 338. Atrazine, 3,090 rating, that's LD50 rating, household ammonia, 350. Your Roundup glyphosate, 4,900 LD50 rating, codeine, 427. And, let's see, amazoquin is over 5,000 and table salt is 3,000. Well, table salt is just sodium chloride. It's so harsh because they removed all the other mineral elements to help you. Yeah, it's going to push up blood pressure. So anyone that ingests bleach, ammonia, or overdoses on codeine or Tylenol would be rushed to the hospital. Clearly, the herbicide toxin is well above those levels. And we tend to forget that. And Agent Orange used in Vietnam War to defoliate jungles, and it's an herbicide. And it made soldiers very sick with cancer and respiratory illnesses. So is glyphosate, your Roundup, just really good at killing weeds? Or is it good at killing us? Well, be proactive out there. That's what I gotta say. Do your homework.
Be proactive in your lifestyle and your plan. And I know it may be a little bit of work, but you're worth it. It's an investment in your wealth and your wellness and health and well-being. I'm out of time. Don't forget to get a free catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can go online at their website, thepowerherbs.com, or you give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.